Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God. The Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? Because the loaf of bread is one, we, though many, are one body, for we all partake of the one loaf. Picture this, 8:30 a.m. Mass, it's the second Sunday in Ordinary Time. Without warning, my nephew Rig shot out of the pew during the closing song, bolted up the aisle towards the altar, ran in front of the entire church, and juked several people trying to corral him, most of all, my brother. If you can't picture it, I'm including a link in the description. You can watch it for yourself. But I digress. My poor brother finally got a hold of him and said two things on the way out of church. One, good thing he has his boots on. They slowed him down a bit. Two, well, we'll have to find a new church to go to. They haven't found a new church. And you want to know why? Because as they made their way out, person after person came up to them, smiling, laughing a little, leaning in with a, I remember those days, or he's pretty quick. Nice words of encouragement. It was grace disguised as small talk. It was family. And that's exactly what they are, family. It's our parish family, the body of Christ. The body of Christ would be incomplete without my brother and his family, even when, well, especially when, the kids make a break for it. We all have an important part to play in the body of Christ. Rig? Well, he's the swift feet. The rest of us? We each have our place too, even if we haven't quite figured out exactly where that is or what it looks like yet. What I can tell you is this. It begins here, at the table of the Eucharist. As St. Paul asks in the second reading, the bread we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? See, when we come to Mass and break bread together, it strengthens not only our relationship with God, but with each other. And we declare that we believe that, out loud, every single time we say Amen. So think about it this way. When we receive the body and blood of Christ, we respond, Amen. I believe. But what exactly do we believe? We believe the bread and wine are truly the body and blood of Christ. And if we let that sink all the way in, we could say Amen two more times. Amen. I believe that I am the body of Christ. Amen. I believe that we are the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body. Together, we become the body of Christ, and we are sent forth to be the body of Christ in the world. And one of my favorite saints, Teresa of Avila, puts it more beautifully and more poetically than I ever could. Christ has no body but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks with compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. We are his body. And the only thing standing between us and being the living, breathing body of Christ in the world are those things that separate us from God and from each other. Those things that keep us from reaching our full potential or being who God calls us to be. Or in Riggs' case, boots. They slowed him down. So today, as we celebrate our parish feast day, the most holy body and blood of Christ, the Blessed Sacrament, don't forget that you are part of what we're celebrating. This is our Amen. Amen, I believe in the body of Christ. Amen, I believe you are the body of Christ. Amen, I believe I am the body of Christ. Amen, I believe we are the body of Christ. And together, we are sent to be beacons of peace, justice, joy, and love in this world. Boots or no boots, ready or not, let's go be the body of Christ, today and always. I want to thank you all for joining us on this journey of Blessed Sacrament Voices podcast. We are taking a break for the summer, but we will be back in the fall. And hey, if you feel like you've got something to contribute, please reach out to me and I'd be happy to get you on the podcast. Have a wonderful summer, everyone. Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God and to help others do the same.